I had a dream which was really not a fantasy. I had a dream which was truly not a fantasy. In my dream, I was in a Hollywood studio, and they were creating pictures, they were creating images, they were creating great thunderous experiences. And these great things that they were creating were things that were exciting and unbelievable. And they used all of the equipment that is available today to put forth these shows and put forth these dreams and put forth living people with people that are cartoons. And as they did these things, they had screens over screens over screens, and they had certain activity taking place, and the background was a green screen or a blue screen, and these were to hide the background. And so when this picture was played again across the comedy scene, it was like it was right into the scene itself. Now, these things are not magic. They're not unusual. They're special. They took imagination. And they took an imagination which was tremendous and beautiful and good. They were just showing us that there are lives within lives within lives. There are actions within actions that we cannot always believe our eyes, or we can believe our eyes. We can believe that this magical stuff is taking place, and it's very real, and it's very definite, and it's taking place in a very special way that is to delight us, that is to amuse us, that is to make us realize, yes, there are lives within lives. There are worlds within worlds. There are experiences within experiences, and they're all happening right now, all about us. They always were. They always were happening all about us. They always were happening in all of our dreams, and they always were happening and exciting for us. But we didn't know it. No, we didn't know it, and the reason we didn't know it was because we felt we had to believe. It's unbelievable, we'd say. It's truly amazing. It's magical. How could they do that? And yet, as we looked at it, we said, yes, that's true. Yes, that's very true. That's real. That's happening. That's taking place right there in front of my eyes. And yet, it was an illusion. It was an imagination. It was done by photographic screens. It was done by the creative imagination of the people who work for the studio. Now, what studio do you and I work for? We work for our own inner studio. We work in our own dream studio. And we can imagine ourselves being anywhere, doing anything that we like, and it's exciting and beautiful and wonderful. And as we think of these things, and as we dream of these things, and as we delight in the excitement of these things, we find that they are so beautiful, they are so magical, they are so wonderful, they are just beyond our words. They're beyond anything we could ever have ever thought for ourselves. And our dreams take us into areas that would just be totally an illusion and totally wrong and totally incorrect and totally impossible. But our fantasy, our dream, takes us to all of these places. And as our dreams take us to these places, we believe it while we're experiencing it. We have the emotions of it. We have the emotions taking place within us that would be taking place if we actually were in that experience, if we actually were going over a waterfall, if we actually were going the roller coaster. We can stop and think of our trip yesterday we took to the park, to the Magic Park, and as we went on the roller coaster, we went up and down and up and down, and some were more vigorous than others. And today, as we visualize this in our mind, what we did yesterday, We're doing it again. We visualize ourselves going up and down, and as we go up and down, the excitement in our body is there. And not only that, the tension in our body, the feeling that our body is doing something, wow, something so fantastic. And it was a dream that we're imagining. Were we dreaming it, that we did it yesterday? I had a dream which was truly not a fantasy, because all the emotions of my body, all the feelings of my body, all of the attitudes that I would have in my physical body and my mental body were taking place again as I revisualized it. Now, can I visualize myself in a perfect body, living in a healthy, perfect body? Yes, I can. And how do I do that? Well, when did I have a perfect, healthy body? How did I feel when I had a perfect, healthy body? What was I thinking when I had a perfect, healthy body? Well, that I can begin thinking right now. I can create my dreams. I can create my fantasies by just thinking about it. I can have my eyes open and think about it. I can have my eyes closed and think about it. I can dream and think about it. I can sleep and think about it. I can have all of the imagination going on in my entire world again and again and again. It doesn't have to be while I'm sleeping. It doesn't have to be while I'm waking. I don't have to be reliving that experience by going back and reliving it. I relive it by being in it, not back there, but right now. Right now, living in the now. And as I live in this now, I experience all the things that my imagination wants to bring to my attention. So, I can experience a perfect body. No matter what my body is, I can experience a perfect body. They had a picture of a man in the YouTube program. And he had an accident, and it made him paralyzed from his shoulders down, and he could not move his body. He could not move anything. He was unable to walk. He was unable to do anything. Then he began to visualize himself walking. He began to see himself walking, and he began to see himself moving his legs and moving his arms and moving his lower part of his body. And little by little, he started training it. Now, what he sometimes had to do was to take electrical devices and attach it to himself, which caused him to lift up his legs and lift up his arms, just like they trained mice to do that who were paralyzed from the waist down. And as they taught them to do that, as they taught them to use those limbs again, to use those muscles again, those muscles which had been out of order, which had been paralyzed from whatever reasons, and they could visualize it, and they could see it, and they could dream it. And little by little, he is making his dream his reality. He's making his dream what he wants to believe it to be. He's making his dream his allness, and he's walking. Many others have done that too. And they have trained with laboratory animals and trained to see how they could help them to do that. And they found that they really could do that. They really could do that. And it just takes electrical stimulation. It just takes an attitude of mind. And all these things are taking place in the mind. All these things are taking place in the thought. All these things are taking place as the people think and the animals think and the stuff's going on. It's real. It's very real. And it's very wonderful. And you and I can do that. We can live our dreams. We can live our realities. We can live our unreality. And no matter what we want to visualize for ourselves, no matter what we want to dream for ourselves, no matter what we want to experience for ourselves, if we put it into our own consciousness, if we put it into our own mind, if we put it into who we are, we can do it. But it's up to us. It's up to us. I had a dream, which was not a fantasy. It was a reality. And my whole body shared that attitude, that emotion. Today, I can have all the imagination I want. I can visualize the many levels of consciousness, the many dimensions that I live on. And as I begin to visualize them, and as I begin to think about them and empower them in my thought, they become a reality for me. They become who and what I am. And I become who and what they are. My dream is my reality when I let it be my reality. And my reality is mine today. Join with me on this wonderful adventure onto the many dimensions that we live every moment of our life. And it's a lot of fun. I love you. I love you. I love you.